This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Casey Neiman. Casey is president of AgriSync. Great to see you.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate you having me, and welcome to the Commodity Classic.
Yeah, Commodity Classic 2020. It's for corn, soybeans, wheat, sorghum, equipment manufacturers. And so I'm going to start with AgriSync. How do you fit into this picture?
You bet. So at AgriSync, we're focused on the human element of customer service. So if you go out on the trade show today, you've got lots of new technology, data, drones, telematics, new equipment, new seed varieties. What we do at AgriSync is we make a simple and free software for farmers that allows them to have one-touch access to their trusted advisors. And so as a farmer out there, you probably all can relate. There's been a time or two when maybe you've been at the corner of a field and you're trying to get your prescription into your monitor and something goes wrong and you get an error and you're stuck. And now you've got to wait for several hours maybe for that precision ag provider or that seed rep to come out to the farm and help handhold you through a frustrating support process. We aim to make that process easier and enable your support providers, your ag retailer, your John Deere dealer, your precision specialist. We give them the ability to remotely support you. So I know, Tony, you're from, you said around Dalhart, Texas. And the reality is, if I'm a farmer in Dalhart, Texas, and I'm, you know, sitting at the corner of the field, it's a long drive from Lubbock or Amarillo or wherever that expert might be. And we allow them to provide remote support communication to you, so that they can see exactly what you see and hopefully get you back up and running without you having to wait for hours for them to do that.
So just the fact that you're able to pick out a couple of locations makes me wonder, have you been in ag for a while? Tell us your story. Did you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up on a farm in Kansas, and I spent my first job out of school as an agronomist in western Kansas for what was Ciba Geigy at the time. And I think that's now a derivative of Syngenta. But I was in the High Plains in western Kansas, and a lot of my day was getting calls from farmers about a herbicide that maybe didn't work the way they thought it would. And I'd have to drive out to the farm and, you know, walk the field with them. And, you know, that was sort of a lesson for me then, that this time and distance that we have between farmers and their advisors is a challenge for us. And at the time, you know, mostly dealing with Mother Nature, this was 20 plus years ago. Today, you know, we deal a lot with technology and electronics and monitors and sensors and all the other things that, you know, are intended to make farming easier. And when it all works, it's a beautiful thing. But when it breaks, it kind of stops us in our tracks. And so after working for Ciba Geigy, I spent a good number of years at Microsoft. And then, you know, I was talking with my dad and my uncle about all this technology coming into, you know, ag, and they said, you know, we got plenty of technology. The shortage is that we don't have enough experts to help us implement it. And what I learned is that, you know, the human element of being able to get great support drives a lot of farmers' decisions about the products that they use and how they use them. And so our goal is to be, you know, a software communication and support infrastructure that allows farmers to be able to get great support from their local trusted advisors. The reality is, as farmers, a lot of times when you need help, guess what? Your neighbor needs help that day too. And so we have kind of these seasonal rushes in planting season and harvest and spray season where we don't just need an answer, we need it right now. And if I'm number 25 in my service provider's voicemail, or if my service provider's, you know, 5 hours away or states away, it's hard for them to come and help me with those things when I need it. And so we've tackled this sometimes unsexy but very necessary world of support and communication. And today at AgriSync, we've been around for about 5 years. We work with over 300 companies in the U.S., Canada, Australia, the U.K., and we focus solely on making sure that we can maximize a farmer's uptime and give them great support from their local trusted advisors.
So I'm going to now kind of throw a scenario out there with a father that 30, 40 years ago was behind a parts counter, and come harvest time or planting time, he was there and on call immediately. those days have kind of gone away, and you mentioned it earlier with some of the long drives that are involved. So let's push forward to planting time. I'm ready to plant, and suddenly I have a problem. How does AgriSync, how is that problem solved? What's the process?
You bet. So a farmer can call, text, or use our free mobile app to ask for help from their service provider. And let's take your example, right? I'm a farmer who I think I need a new part. I'm not quite sure what part it is, but I've maybe been able to take a picture of it. I can actually text that in to the service provider who, if they're using our service, when that text comes in, it'll create a support ticket. And instead of it just going to one parts counter person, it's going to go to a team of those experts. And that's going to allow them to respond faster. In fact, the average time to resolution for people who use our service is less than 5 minutes. And part of the magic there is that when that farmer asks for help, we're no longer just asking one person at the dealership. We're asking a team of experts. And we're creating a support ticket. So instead of you being buried in that parts counter's personal voicemail, along with messages from his wife and kids and everybody else, now that support ticket is kind of, if you will, brought to light so that we make sure that those issues get resolved and resolved quickly. And when they respond, they can, you know, either give you a call back or do a live video session, right? So they could see exactly the part that you see, or, you know, maybe help you diagnose a crop protection issue or something of that nature. So we're really built for field service agriculture and built for speed. And the nice part about it is our service is free for farmers. Again, they can ask for help through a phone call. If you're, you know, my dad's age, you might say, hey, I want to start with a phone call, or he can even text now. And if I'm one of those younger farmers out there, we have a free mobile app that works on any device. And again, service providers, typically your John Deere dealer, your co-op, your agronomist, they pay to use our service. And they do so because it's a lot less expensive to be able to remotely troubleshoot something than to have to come out and drive to the farm every time, you know, we need a couple buttons pushed or a quick look at an agronomic issue.
You mentioned the service is free for farmers. So where do we find it?
Yeah, so you can find out more about AgriSync at agrisync.com. You can certainly download our free mobile app. I would say the best thing for farmers to do is to ask your service provider and say, hey, what's the best way this spring for me to get help from you? And if they haven't heard of our service, feel free to encourage them to sign up for a free trial. But our goal, right, is when game day comes for that farmer and he's sitting there at the corner of the field ready to plant for the first time this spring, we want that to go well. We want to maximize uptime. We don't want you to be frustrated with all this new technology. We want you to be able to have great support from your local trusted advisors. And I always encourage farmers because, you know, sometimes you're even if you're a, you know, member of a co-op or, you know, you've got a vested interest in that team of experts. And, you know, you want to make sure that they know how important service is to you. And so always ask them, you know, hey, what's the best way to get help from you? And if they don't have a good response, we certainly welcome you to direct them to agrisync.com.
It's great to see you. Excited about your service, and we wish you the best.
Thank you so much for having me today, Tony. Appreciate it.
Casey Neiman is president of AgriSync. You can find them online again, AgriSync, that's SYNC.com. From Commodity Classic, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.